Welcome to the Typical Life Coach Podcast.
If you do what everyone else does,
you will get what everyone else gets.
Yes, John Strasser here, creator of the Insight Coaching Community. I've built an incredible business through connection, invitation, referral, and word of mouth. The Typical Life Coach Podcast is for atypical life coaches and aspiring life coaches interested in leveling up their coaching and learning ways to make money by being authentic rather than ridiculous. We say you can't do what you don't enjoy or what does not align and experience good results. Need a little inspiration to keep the needle moving forward, so to speak, especially as we move into this holiday season? Well, in today's episode, Becoming a Full-Time Coach, we're interviewing Tomas Vergadula, full-time coach who created his first paying clients within the first few months of coaching by keeping it simple and by getting interested in people rather than trying to get them interested in him. His story is an inspiring one, and it will remind you that you can do the doable and that it's actually much easier than we sometimes make it out to be. Now, make sure you log into insightcoachingcommunity.com/podcast for the show notes and my key takeaways. And when you're there, sign up for Accelerate. That's our free life coach training that includes the 7-day course and the professional certificate. Next one starts in January. Get ready for a great interview. Let's do this. So we have Tomas Vergadula. Tomas, thanks so much for being here, my friend.
Yeah, it's awesome to be here, John. Thanks for having me.
And just so everyone listening, let us know, where are you in the world? And in addition to life coaching, what else, maybe a few things you've done in your life and maybe if there's other things that you're doing?
Yeah, I'm in Brooklyn, New York. I've been in New York 12 years now. I'm still very much on the side, I've been a voice actor for 8 to 10 years. I have an agent. I've got a little voiceover studio carved out of a closet here. So I get to make funny voices on the side when I'm not, you know, in conversations or coaching my clients.
Wow. Good for you, man. So you are a member of the Insight Coaching Community. How long have you been with us and how long have you been professionally coaching?
February 2021 was my first call or my first ICC call. So that was this February will just be really 2 years, coming up on 2 years in the community.
Yeah, and then that's when you officially began life coaching.
Yeah, 100%. Like day one with ICC was day one of going at this life coaching. You know,
good for you. Yeah. And so share with us reason. Actually, I'll just set this up a little bit. Reason why I chose you, and congratulations, to be honest. I mean, you're the first coach who we're bringing into this interview style format that we'll be implementing sometimes in the Typical Life Coach Podcast, which, by the way, you know, the essence of the Typical Life Coach Podcast is that if you do what everyone else does, you get what everyone else gets. And what everyone else gets is not a lot of clients, not a lot of referrals, spending a lot of time doing everything else but coaching, maybe everything else but connecting, creating relationships and conversing with another human being. So I reached out to get you on first, just because I know you've got an amazing story. And what I see it is it's a doable story. Like, it's something that really anyone could model themselves after. So if you could, man, I mean, just to get us started, share a little bit about your journey of learning to coach and starting to build this business, your first paying clients, kind of what that has looked like for you. Tomas.
Yeah, I mean, from the beginning, what I really loved about what you always talk about is just like, you're ready, just go do it, you know? And the emphasis on connecting, like connect with people. And it just switched on really early that, well, if I was going to go for this coaching, I was going to go for it. And the way to get into that was my first, you know, guidepost was get into as many conversations as possible, connect with as many people as possible. And it was really hard and uncomfortable at the beginning to connect, like, hey, I'm a life coach, I'd love to connect. So I just was like, hey, I'd love to connect. How have you been? And, you know, people have gone through a lot with and changing times and COVID. So there's a lot to talk about. There's a lot to catch up on. And really the first couple of months, the first thing I did was I just reached out to connect with people. And what I really just was interested in is how many people can I connect with and how deep of a conversation can I get? And they share, I share what's going on with you. And then naturally what would come up in the conversation is I would get to talk about being a life coach. And that was really uncomfortable. It's really uncomfortable to talk about being a life coach because there's a lot of the imposter syndrome. But after talking about being a life coach with the 10th, 15th, 20th person, it was starting to be really comfortable. And I started to believe what I was saying. I was like, yeah, I'm working at being a life coach. It's really great. And then as the confidence and just being comfortable with saying I am a life coach out loud, then, you know, I got a little bit more comfortable to start inviting people, you know, and it just kind of organically moved one into the next with each other. Where then like a couple months in, I could get on one connect call, have a really deep, open, powerful conversation. And that, you know, that idea that you've come up with is like, oh, like, you know, would you like help with that? And I was able to go from a connect call right into a direct or indirect invite on the call, on the connect. And people were always interested, you know, oh, do you want to hold space and let me talk, you know, for an hour at you? Like, I would love that. Who wouldn't love that? You know?
Right. Yeah, this is great. Let me jump in because you said some really great stuff. So you said something, you said, if you're going to do it, these are my words, Tomas, this is how I hear you. If you're going to do it, talking about really going for it, you might as well do it. So good for you, because that's one of the most important characteristics of successful coaches, that if you're going to do this thing, go all out. And then you're talking now about connecting and then how it was uncomfortable, especially to talk about your coaching. And over time, as you talked more about your coaching, as you stepped more into your power, into your truth, well, I am a life coach, it became more comfortable. And then you're now talking about inviting. So we'll get into that. But for anybody listening, wondering, well, talk to me a little bit more about connecting. Like, what does that actually mean? Like, what specifically are you doing? What's the process?
Yeah, I want to talk about it in two ways. One of what it was like then and like what it was like today, this morning. And what it was like then, it was, you know, reaching out to 2 to 5 people in a week was a home run for me. Like if I reached out to that, you know, what seems very few now, but that was a lot. I didn't talk to some of these people in years. And I was just the fear that would come up of, well, what if they think this is weird? What if, I mean, why would I, you know, any story or excuse I could come up with, like, oh, it's a bad time, they have kids, or I, you know, so there was a lot of that to work through to just dial the, just hit, you know, call and, or hit text. And then what I found, and then what I want to fast forward to like this morning is, you know, I reached out to 8 people in 40 minutes. This morning. And what that looked like was just a phone call of someone who had kind of gotten back in my world and leaving a voice message of like, hey, how are you? Would love to connect and catch up. Voice clips. And in a voice clip, I'm doing a holiday invite right now. You know, it's the holidays. In the spirit of the holidays, I'd love to offer you a gifted session as a holiday gift. And these are people who I've kind of connected a little bit. So they're back in my world a little bit. And then another person just called randomly, hadn't talked to in 3 years. They picked up. We had a conversation for 25 minutes. How are you? Oh my goodness. What was that? An old coworker. And then it just made sense. I was like, hey, would you be interested? I'm doing this holiday invite right now. Would you be interested in, I'm coaching him tomorrow at 10 a.m. You know?
Yeah.
And then 3 other interactions where less than half of people responded within that 40 minutes. But now I'm texting with someone, they have COVID. So we're going to plan to get a coffee in like 3-4 weeks. And all of those different reactions of people not responding, maybe they'll never respond. I'm coaching someone tomorrow at 10. Someone wants to get coffee later. that all happened from 40 minutes of just really being uncomfortable. And most of those people I looked, I was like, why would I call this person? I have to talk, or just do it anyway. Because yeah. the muscle has been built that, like, what's the worst that can happen? Is I go back to not having talked to this guy for 3 years? Like, that's it. That's the worst that can happen.
So good. Well, you're really talking my language and our language, Tomas.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So then connecting is actively reaching out to people. For you, it's in the form of actually text messaging, messaging through social media, actual phone calls, sometimes sending some voice clips or some audio messages. And then you're looking to get into their world. And so what would you say to somebody listening who's thinking, yeah, I get that, but that sounds really fake. You know, it sounds like, okay, if I try to do that, I'm only doing that because on the back end, I'm trying to get them as a client, you know, some of this in order to energy that sometimes shows up. I mean, what's been your experience in overcoming that? And what does it look like for you these days compared to what it did back then?
I would say if that didn't come up in your head, then you'd be crazy. Because of course that came up. And of course that comes up. And it was like, I'd be on a call connecting with someone. I'm like, do I invite them now? Do I invite them now? Because it was all new. Like, I didn't know what I was doing, you know? And I generally, I do believe if you lead from service and wanting to help and then being curious, like really curious about what's going on with someone, how is, oh, and it just makes sense. But that stuff of like, oh, I want to connect with this person to coach them. This feels salesy. This feels that's always there. But then I just have to do it anyway and be like, who cares? It's always there. But like, who knows? Maybe I can connect. I mean, if I didn't, I would deprive myself and the person I'm going to reach out with this gift. I randomly called this guy and he was like, dude, I was having such a bad day. This feels like a jetpack to my morning, you know? And that interaction would have never happened if I didn't call, you know? And he was just, he's like, I was just in a really bad rut. Like, I'm so glad you called. And that type of story happens all the time.
Man. Wow. Yeah. Didn't mean to jump in. I just got super inspired by that. So then I love this because you're really saying it, which is, first of all, who cares? And then in that, what I hear is I don't have to be fully free of any fear or attachment to outcome or thinking, what are they thinking? And am I trying to sell them? They might be thinking, like, I can be thinking that. In fact, you said, if you weren't, you'd be crazy. Like, this is normal. And then it's not about us, that there are always these experiences of people saying, man, thank you for reaching out. That's exactly what I needed, exactly when I need it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then, Tomas, I love what you're sharing, talking about the invite, right? Mm-hmm. And I know for us, that's generally inviting people to a significant experience of our coaching before talking about money, before trying to get them to sign up, just for the simple fact of, or the simple goal, I think, of making a difference in their life and, mm-hmm. and getting the service going. You're talking about coming from a place of service, right? Making service the central focus. I'm just here to help. Curiosity, allowing curiosity to help guide you. So I guess share with us a little more for those people that don't understand the invite, maybe some ideas on what it actually looks like. Like, what does it mean to you to invite people?
Yeah. Yeah. I love this. This is a great question. There's a couple, I mean, especially for me recently, I've had a lot of success in every form of invite there is. You know, you've mentioned the idea of a indirect invite once, and this is, I'll just tell it through a couple of quick stories. Is I connected with an old best friend from when I was 12 years old, just great conversation. We connected. Then a couple months later, I hit him up again. We connected on a call. And then at the end of the call, I was like, by the way, I mean, you know, I'm a life coach. We've talked about it a little bit. Who do you know that you feel like would benefit from a gifted session with me? And he very like in jest was like, me? And I was like, oh, Eddie, would you, absolutely. And I ended up you know, inviting him right there to a gifted session, be like, dude, I would love to do that. And he signed on for a 6-month agreement and then another one. So I've been working with this guy for almost a year now.
Wow.
And that was through a direct invite of having connected, because this is someone I wanted back in my life, and then connecting again. So, you know, take a couple months to really nurture and foster that relationship for it to make sense. And then that's kind of a slower organic process of it. And then I was at a show watching a client show, and at intermission, this guy sat next to me. I'm like, you got all these seats. Why are you sitting next to me? Okay. He was interesting. And we started chatting, and what do you do? Well, here's what I do. Very interested in what I do. And we started chatting. And then we went outside during intermission to get some fresh air, chatted more. And I was like, well, dude, actually, I gotta, you know, if you'd be interested, I'd love to offer you a gifted session. It sounds like you'd something be really interested. Like, oh my, yeah, that sounds awesome. And right there, I take out my my calendar. I said, well, I can do this or this. What time works for you? And you know, pick one. And we set it up right there. And I'd known that guy all of, you know, 8 minutes in my life. And we just shared, and I was curious, and I was genuinely interested in what he was talking about, and the way he kind of saw the world. And we set up a call, and, you know, just to really to see where these, you never know where these things can go. I didn't end up working with him, but he sent me someone else. He sent me a referral. I coached him. Then that person sent me another referral. And then he sent me, out of that one interaction, I ended up coaching 3 or 4 people.
Wow.
And it was through one direct invite with someone I'd known for 8 minutes. And then, you know, I've, it's like beating a dead horse, but I can't not mention the birthday invite.
Oh yeah.
You know,
Well, take us back actually, because that's a big part of your origin story in a sense. Your,
yeah,
I think your first few paying clients. So we were going down that road, clarified a bit about connecting and now inviting. Mm-hmm. Bring us full circle. I mean, share with us in the beginning, because here's lots of stories, by the way, that show up that I think your story tends to speak differently to. So for many coaches, I have to be fully certified. For many coaches, I have to have all the knowledge. For many coaches, I have to be 100% perfectly ready. For many coaches, I have to be 100% fully free of all fear, hesitation, self-doubt, right? In order to do what I really want to do. And in a sense, as a collective consciousness, the coaching industry and everyone in it, we tend to spend forever putting off what we ultimately want to do. And then the longer we wait, the harder and the scarier it becomes to do it. So I know you've got a different story. So tell us what happened early on.
Yeah. Cause I think that is important. I signed up my first like small fee, 3-month client, March. And I'd started in February. Wow. I was like, I want to practice this proposal thing. This is terrifying. Let's go for it. And I remember shaking on the phone call, like having this conversation. And then later in May or June, literally 1 month after I really graduated from ICC, like before the certificate maybe was even at my house, I created 3 or 4 clients within 2 weeks of each other. And all of them I created on the birthday invite, which was, I just messaged them on it doesn't matter what you use. For me, Facebook Messenger is what made sense. And I said, hey, Mel, whatever, you know, how are you? Happy birthday. I just wanted to reach out and wish you a happy birthday. And also, I don't know if you know this, but I'm a life coach. I love doing what I do. And I'd love to offer you a gifted one-on-one powerful coaching session. And that would be my gift to you on your birthday. And then explain a little bit about what it is. Keep it brief, space it out, because people don't like to read big chunks. And let me know if you're interested, you know? And these people happened to say yes. And I was like, what? Okay. And all of them, I converted to clients, and they became my first 3-month clients, bing, bang, boom. And, wow. And what I loved about that was, you know, I learned all these things that work and all these things that don't, you know, having a coaching call every single week. I was like, that's a lot. And this becomes like therapy. I don't really like that, you know? And so I learned so much with those first couple of clients. But that was all through the birthday invite and just throwing them out there. And then just to close on that is like, that's something I've kept with my business. I think half of my clients have been created through a birthday invite, which is just like, what's the worst that can happen is they don't respond, and that's it.
I love that. Yeah, man. Yeah. And, you know, the birthday invite, I mean, historically in the history of our community now, several years at this point, that has become for most coaches the most successful action one can take to be coaching people. And it's often the one that sounds the craziest or even the dumbest. You know, I'm going to, are you saying I'm going to start to build my business by reaching out to people on their birthday and saying, hey, happy birthday. Here's what I want to offer you, a significant experience of my coaching as a gift. It would be my gift to you, that sort of thing. And man, people just receive it well. It works. It's very simple. It's very quick. And so then for you, thinking back, and I remember your story, but it's very becoming very clear to me now. First client was someone who you invited. They signed up. It was very low fee early on. We say make it easy for people to sign up in the beginning. Yeah. You did that. You got some clients in. And then the next three, right after you graduated from immersion from our initial certification and training program, all came by way of the birthday invite. And within a few months from when you first started coaching, I mean, you've been in personal development. I know you, very spiritual, very devoted, very amazing individual. Your first few clients were within the first few months. And they didn't come. I'm not hearing from social media posts and a lot of like trying to put it out there and get them all interested and get them reaching out to you. You were reaching out to them.
Yeah, 100%. And even now, so I have a website now just to have, and I didn't create it till 8 months to a year into doing it. I've created zero clients from, I got Google reviews now, like woohoo, like, and I got a website. Awesome. Every single one of my clients has been created through direct messaging or referrals or word of mouth. Every single client. I've built a business. I've been able to go full time with it through messaging people and just getting people in conversation and getting people on connect calls and inviting people and getting referrals and not waiting for referrals, asking for referrals.
Oh, right.
You know? That's also important. I didn't just wait and then someone was like, I want to refer you. No, I asked people for referrals, you know, that too. It was like, well, if I don't ask, I won't receive. So I'm going to ask, you know, is there anyone, you know, you'd like to gift this to or something like that, you know?
Yeah. It's so good. And, you know, something I picked up on, you said, which is when you were coaching those early clients, what I heard is, or was, before you had it all figured out perfectly, you learned that doing a coaching session every single week for the entire agreement is way too much. But you learned that from the doing that, from the coaching instead of, and this is for the coaching world at large, what a lot of coaches do, and that's wait to try to have it all figured out absolutely perfectly before finally doing it. You've learned how to do it amazingly well to such an extent that you're now a full-time coach and have been for how long?
One year now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, December. So
not even, not even at 2 years full-time for a year. So less than a year to go full-time for your entire, or the, I don't know about entire income, but for the income from coaching to be enough to sustain your life in Brooklyn, New York. You did that in all your stories so far by doing rather than kind of waiting or any more passive approach to this business.
Yeah. I mean, and with a lot of, support and I mean, being involved in the community, I mean, you're my coach and, you know, doing it on an island, you need support. You need good people around you. And as I continue to work with people, as clients, I need to continue to work to people to look at my stuff. And keep looking inside and going through, you know, where am I staying uncomfortable? Where am I not stepping into the next step of my evolution or what's become comfortable that used to be scary? Because I need to actually find the next thing that's a little uncomfortable and that's where I need to step and move through next. So
wow.
It's been a challenging year. It's been a really hard lot of hard work but it's been a really beautiful year, you know, with a lot of blessings too.
Yeah, I think there's a misconception, not I think there is in the coaching space as well as the entrepreneurial space, which is there's some magical place we get to where everything is suddenly simpler, easier. You can kick back and let go and it all happens. And there certainly is a place, I think, in coaching where your business can operate very much more on referrals. And in order to continue to grow, we must continue to lean into the uncomfortable, as you're saying, that in order to get more comfortable, I have to be willing to get a little uncomfortable. And this business, it really is that. So what are you working on now? Where are you sort of at in your business, maybe in your own personal development? I think what you mentioned is what I sometimes share. We say, and that is, you can't take your clients deeper than you've been yourself, that our job is to keep growing and keep going. So where are you at with that? What could you share with everyone around kind of the next step for you?
Yeah. Where I'm at, I guess, with that right now is when things maybe stop going exactly how you want, it's easy to forget the process and go right to, okay, I'm just only going to invite people and just see who responds. And but what's always worked is the process. What's always worked, and what I'm so grateful for, of the skill that I've learned in having to become a coach and wanting to become a coach, is getting in deep conversations with people. And being authentic, and being authentic and curious and interested in people. And if you are leading with curiosity and interest and service, that's where I'm gonna find it. And I've been wanting things faster, and that I've been forgoing the process. You know, oh, it's the end of the year coming. Holidays are coming. The process has always worked. It's sometimes a little slower than I want. But you know, these are big decisions, and they can't be rushed. So what I've really learned is how do I stay consistent? You know, some of my biggest clients, you know, it took weeks to you meet with them, and then okay, you meet with them again, something comes up because they're not really prioritizing a coaching call because they still don't really know what it is, and that's life, that happens. When they become a client, it's a little bit easier to be like, hey, so we show up 5 minutes early. We show up on time for these. You know, it's a little bit easier to kind of bring them to how you hope they would continue to carry themselves in and outside the calls. But yeah, it's easy to let go of that process. It's easy to let go of those small things, like you're setting up a new call and sending that little reminder blurb of like, hey, just make sure you're in a place with no distractions and you know, you're not, you know, exercising, doing it. You forget those little things. And it's like, we do all of those little things so that this happens. So for me, it's really been about go back to the process, go back to everything that's worked and keep doing it. And maybe for me, it's working on what I need to keep my mindset and my spirit good, to know that like it's slow and it takes some time. But it's not that it's not working. It's just you have to keep working it. The process of, and it's as simple as it's been defined, is like connect, you know, connect with people and then invite them to experience your coaching, coach the heck out of them and change their life and be of service and be a truth teller and reflect things back to them that no one's ever reflected, and then propose what it would look like to work with you. And then they say yes or no. And that has nothing to do with who they think of you are or the value of it. It's like, then they say yes or no, and you can coach them on that. But that's it. The process needs to be that simple, and it is that simple. And sometimes I forget that in all the fluff and things, you know, going X, Y, and Z. So it's been, the process works. Just remember that it works and just keep doing it.
Wow, man. Well, what a beautiful share this entire interview, and here at the end, what you just shared. And I think just full circle in what you started off sharing, which is diving into this really simple process. And probably, at least in my view, the easiest way to describe it is what you've been saying, you know, getting interested in people and getting in conversation with people in a multitude of different ways. For you, it's texting, social media messaging, phone calls, and then sometimes in person. And I know some of your story, maybe that you didn't completely get into this time, includes some really, really amazing clients who you totally met when you were out and about, when you were having fun, when you, in a sense, you weren't working in your business and maybe weren't intentionally working on your business, but by doing some fun things that bring you joy, you were working on your business, and then an opportunity opened up to connect, man. So any final thoughts before we close this out, Tomas?
Just keep going. I mean, if you're struggling, literally, like, when I'm bummed out and I'm like, what am I doing? Has this been a waste of time? And do I even think I'm good at this? I do this every couple of days. I go through my phone contacts and I just scroll. And every time I go, oh, I'm going to message that person. I'm going to call that, because some days the story is too loud to call that particular person. But depending on a day, I see a different name in a different way. And I'm like, I'm going to send a hey, how are you message to this person. I'm going to call this person. And you never know. And like doing that for 35, 40 minutes today, I got a coaching call scheduled tomorrow out of it. I got someone who wants to grab coffee connecting with someone. So within 40 minutes, what am I doing? Am I even a business owner? I get to coach someone, I get to get coffee with someone, and I get a connect call. And those are all interactions that are going to move me closer to where I want to be in the business or as a coach. So, and that was out of 30 minutes or 40 minutes of like, I'm uncomfortable, this doesn't work. What simple action can I take? I have this phone here, let me use it.
Wow. You know? Man, you're such a great speaker, great coach, great business man, entrepreneur, right? Mm-hmm. All of these things, very, very important in the space of coaching. What's coming up?
No, thank you. I mean, just learning as we do it, and learning a lot and keep going and making mistakes. The best things you can do is to make mistakes. You know, I want to say that, like,
yeah,
it's something that's talked about and preached, but no one really wants to make mistakes. The best things I've done is just made mistakes, ton of mistakes.
Yeah.
And you learn and you keep going.
It's so good, man. Yeah. I mean, one level is absolute massive avoiding all mistakes. Next level is understanding the value in mistakes. Next level is starting to make mistakes and somewhat embrace them. And then I think the final level of evolution, so to speak, is I know I'm going to make mistakes. In fact, it's going to be the mistakes that get me to the success and the greater progress. So if that's true, which it is, I might as well start actively seeking, embracing, and even celebrating the mistakes, because it means I'm getting there.
Yeah. And that's what you've really helped me with a lot, John, is like, you have this uncanny ability to turn anything negative to be like, yeah. And you, and so I'll say that it's like bringing lightness to this,
yeah,
is so important. And being able to laugh at myself and be like, well, that went, you know, it's like, you gotta take the air out of it sometimes. And you're really good at calling me out when you need to, and really bringing it, you know, and just taking the air out. It's like, we're just doing this, you know? Okay. We're good. Yeah. Keep going, you know? So you're really, really good at just kind of taking the air out of that when it can feel a lot.
Well, it's cool. Yeah. Cause natural human reaction is, man, things aren't going as well as I hope they go right now. This is a bad thing. But as a professional coach, and you know, I've said this before, I accept no excuses, and I see every single thing as opportunity. Now, that's how I see it in you, a coaching client, when a member of our community. It's not always how I see it in me. I mean, that's why I need a coach. That's why I need a wife who sometimes Natalie will remind me, like, John, remember, you're being the victim right now. What do you know? I mean, I'm a normal human being too, but that greater part says, like, man, things are working out great. Things are not working out great. Like, I'm doing this. I mean, not a lot of people, Tomas, are going to get to do what we do, and that is be full-time coaches with real income and real practices that we're proud of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Most won't do it because they're scared to fail.
It's, yeah, because you really got to look at yourself in the mirror, and that's hard. And you got to look at, I had to really look at, like, I don't have some abilities that are like impulse and being disciplined. I don't want to be that disciplined. And it's like, well, you got to learn a certain way to be disciplined for this. And so there's been a lot of learning curves for me and like this thing and how I can take what I'm really good at and my personality and how I can do really well the things I'm really good at, just connecting and coaching and being vulnerable and open. And then how I can learn and get better at the things I'm really not good at, which is maybe being consistent and doing things I don't want to do. And that's part of it too, is how do you, you know, do a little at a time, the things you're not really good at and don't really want to do. And so it's a little juggling act a lot of the times.
Yeah. Well, it's a beautiful journey, man. Thanks so much for being on it with us. Thanks for doing this. For anybody who's listening, want to reach out or just see what you're about, what would be the best way for them to do that? You mentioned you have a website.
Yeah, my website is TomasVergadulaCoaching.com. You can check that out. Contact me there. If you're on Facebook in the group, I'm Tomas Vergadula on Facebook. But that's it. I'm not on Instagram or any of that. It's a very direct messaging line for me. But happy to reach out to anyone who wants to. Always love to jump in a conversation.
Good for you. And that's Tomas, T-O-M-A-S, Vergadula, spelled the way that it sounds. Good for you, my man. Thanks so much for coming on. Keep at it. Keep on keeping on. Keep on moving on. Keep on with your holiday project. Hey, in honor of holidays, I'd love to gift you a session. And then in the new year, you can have in honor of the new year, and then in honor of Valentine's Day, and then in honor of March.
In honor of St. Flowers coming out, in honor of May, it's nice weather.
It's crazy. Every month, you can create an authentic and honest project or opportunity to connect with people, man. And doing what we do works. It really does. And you're an example of it. You keep it really simple and fun and light, brother.
Yeah. This is, thanks. This was great. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you.